In light of the recent attacks on Gaza and the Israeli army bombardment on the Muslims living in Gaza, we have today our guest, Sheikh Issam Amira, on the line from Al-Quds, Palestine. Sheikh Issam is a imam in the masjid in Palestine, in Al-Quds, and he's also a leading member of Hizb al-Tahrir in Palestine. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Jalal.
Well, it's a very worrying situation at the moment in Gaza. We've seen on our television screens today, you know, what seems to be an aerial bombardment of Gaza, and many are saying it's the worst atrocity against the Muslims of Gaza for many decades.
Jazakallah khair. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Brother, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, ولا يزالون يقاتلونكم حتى يردوكم عن دينكم إن استطاعوا. And they will continue fighting you until they will make you infidel and kuffar as they are. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم. The Jews and the Christians will never be pleased with you until you become like them and part and parcel of them and follow their way of life. Although what happened in Gaza today is horrible and is a crime in every respect and aspect, and expressing the real meaning of the word crime, these criminals have slaughtered so many Muslims there in a campaign launched against Muslims all over the world, not only in Gaza. They slaughtered Muslims in Bosnia, they slaughtered Muslims in Iraq. Millions of Muslims have been slaughtered and killed brutally by these kuffar, infidels, because we do not have a cover. The Muslims now are uncovered because they do not have their imam, they do not have their state. And these states, like for example Egypt and the other states established in the Islamic world, are not a good cover for Muslims. On the contrary, they do all their best to serve the Americans and the Europeans and the Jews. So what happened in Gaza today is something unacceptable. And the reaction of the neighboring states was so fade and weak, which is quite unexpected, which is quite expected from them. And the main problem lies within the Palestinian sort of parties and organizations, because both Fatah and Hamas accepted and in fact worked hard to create small states or so-called states for them in Palestine, which is an occupied land. So those who live in Palestine are living in a big prison. So how come that you accept a state within a prison? Those who administer the prison, they can give you some food, give you some arms, but at one stage they will do what they want against you, and you don't have anything to do And actually, this reflects a short-sighted politics on both parties, Fatah and Hamas. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ.
I wanted to ask you about the current predicament Hamas finds itself in. But before I discuss that, can you comment on the response of the Arab rulers? We heard today some messages of condemnation from Arab governments and foreign ministries. And we've also heard that there is a meeting, an emergency meeting to be convened of Arab foreign ministers and leaders. Have you any views regards to those meetings?
Yeah, actually, we got used to these meetings for the last few decades. They keep inviting the ministers, foreign ministers, for meetings, and then they may arrange a summit conference for the Arab rulers, and all went. I mean, the efforts and the results and the decisions, resolutions made went in vain, with no use at all to Muslims. Now, these rulers, actually, they first of all, they are not independent, and they act according to the directives of the Americans and the Europeans for the benefit of the Jews, ultimately. So we do not expect anything good from these meetings, because the Arab League is a sort of paralyzed setup that cannot do anything good for Arabs. And the Muslim Conference Organization, what they call it, also is a paralyzed setup, and they have never done anything good for Muslims. So it's just for the propaganda purposes. They to say not to look weak in front of their people. They call for meetings and so on. But these meetings, we do not expect anything good to come out of them. So they will be exactly as the several foreign ministers' meetings held during the last few decades. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, the leaders of the Arab states, whether neighboring states to Palestine or non-neighboring states, none of them has on his agenda to help the Palestinians to get rid of the occupation. None of them has on his agenda to liberate Palestine or part of Palestine. All of them, they have on their agenda to push forward the American solution for the problem. That's the two-state solution. So in some words or another, they recognize the existence of Israel as a super state in the area, and they agree and to give the Palestinians some sort of a state, or what do you call it, autonomy, in order to help Israel to dominate the whole situation, because the Palestinian autonomy will be weak, and the Israelis are strengthening themselves in every respect. So this is the point of view, the declared point of view of the Arab leaders. And that's it. So we do not expect anything good from all these political propaganda, sort of thing.
And the predicament Hamas finds itself in now in Gaza, one may say, and I know the argument of Hamas is, that the problem is of having a government for the people, which is not a Fatah government, which is a secular government. So surely by Hamas contesting the elections and by Hamas having some part to play in the lives of ordinary people, at least there is a partial solution there for the people. Can you comment on such a view?
I'll tell you something. Hamas has never been part of the problem in the area. Hamas has always been part of the solution, because Hamas once stepped from the resistance area into the political area, and they entered this the elections, and then later Haniya became prime minister under the Abbas government. This means that Hamas is part of the solution, because the Americans want to establish a Palestinian state with two wings, national and Islamic. Now, Hamas is playing the role of the Islamic wing, but for some reason or another, there is a bit of conflict between Hamas, the outsiders, and the insiders. I'm not sure of the reasons for this conflict. This is delaying the sort of reconciliation between Fatah and Hamas. And after Hamas made this coup against Fatah and controlled Gaza, this made Hamas in a weaker position locally and internationally. Because one may ask a question, now you are making a government now controlling Gaza under the occupation of the Israelis, and you claim that you still claim that you want to resist the Israelis, to resist the occupation. And the occupation, the Israelis, they hold the keys for all the gates of Gaza. You know, it doesn't sound logic. So Hamas is leading the situation to I don't want to say more killings, but I think the killings are part of the solution, because they want to give justification for them to come again to the Palestinian Authority. And they themselves, unfortunately, the leaders of Hamas, they said we want to repair the PLO. Which is very disheartening, you know. How come that a Muslim call for repair for a national body, which then never thought of applying Islam or even respecting Islam? So these contradictions made the position of Hamas very critical, even nationwide. Amongst Palestinians, they do not have that respect which they used to receive from the general public of the Palestinians when they were really resisting the occupation. Now they have become part of the political chaos in the area. People now starting to distrust Hamas. I would like just to mention something about the relationship between Gaza and Egypt. Actually, a year ago, there was a good excuse for the Egyptians to control Gaza and to relieve the Palestinians there, the Gaza people, from all these sieges and blockades and the tough life they are now facing. But unfortunately, the Egyptians, they refused this, and because they have in mind general directives from the Americans to sort of repair the the broken relationships between Fatah and Hamas. And as I told you earlier, America is interested or is insisting that the two-state solution goes on. And this means that Gaza and the West Bank must be united with a piece of land between them to make them one unit, not a safe path as the Israelis proposed earlier. They want to exchange lands between the Israelis and the Palestinians, so as Gaza and West Bank be one unit, which Bush said that we want to establish a Palestinian state that can live, that can survive. So I expect that these actions are just to heat the situation for the politicians to have some excuse to say, you know, we cannot face the situation, we must repair our, amend our relationships with our brothers. So they will call the Hamas leaders and Fatah leaders to Cairo, and they may ask them to, or force them to sign an agreement to connect Gaza to West Bank once again under some sort of deal. I'm not sure what the deal will contain, but this is how I can see the situation, because Gaza cannot be separated from West Bank forever, because Gaza, they are Palestinians, and the West Bank are Palestinians. So the Americans want to get the Palestinians together into one state in order to establish the two-state solution. Now the Israelis, they may have little bit different point of view about this. They are not in a hurry for that, and they want to kill as many people as they can, and they want to involve the Jordanians if they can, because they still have this confederal idea in their heads, and that's why they have the elections, that the Tzipi Livni failed to form the government a couple of months ago, and they have elections next month, maybe in about 55 days. And a new government will come on top of the Israeli state, and it will take time for them to reopen the negotiations with their neighbors. So the Israelis, they have in mind to postpone the issue as much as they can. Meanwhile, Hamas will pay high price for being involved in this, to just to make the world get the feel that Hamas is a terrorist organization, and the Israelis, they have the right to defend themselves, and they have still one soldier there captured, and they will keep talking about these small rockets that hit the southern part of the country. In a way, they want to involve the international community to hold some sort of international negotiations, international conferences to solve the problem. This makes the reaching a final solution very far, or farther than handling the situation or the issue by the Americans alone. This is the way how I see the thing. It's a matter of postponing reaching the final settlement or solution for the whole issue of Palestine. one drop of blood of Muslims is worth more than the whole stones of Kaaba. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لهدم الكعبة حجرا حجرا أهون عند الله من هدم بنية امرئ مسلم بغير وجه حق. Is destroying الكعبة in Mecca is less important than killing one Muslim. Now killing 200 even more in Gaza, and yet Muslims do not see that as something big. The armies, the generals, those good people in the Muslim world, I just want to ask them how do they look at this serious issue? How do they accept to sleep well and to take deep sleep while people are being slaughtered? Their Muslim brothers are being slaughtered like sheep in Gaza and elsewhere in the Islamic world. It's a call, a warm call from the heart for these people, in order to reconsider their position, to give it a further thought and see that they must do something about it, for God's sake. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.